As of Monday, if you have health insurance from Cigna and you use UNC Health Systems, you have to find a new health provider or risk paying much more money. The two sides could not come to an agreement before Sunday's deadline after months of negotiations. And joining us now is the editor of the North Carolina Health News. It is Rose Hoban. Rose, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not bad. So how wide of an impact is this going to have across North Carolina?
Well, I mean, it really is, I think it's the epicenter is in the Triangle, right? Where there's 65,000 Cigna members who are treated at a UNC hospital or clinic just in the past year or two. And there are a number of big employers in the Triangle area, like Lenovo, Wake County Government, Apex Town Government, RTI, that use Cigna as their, you know, health insurance administrator. And then starting in January, the whole Duke University system is switching over to Cigna. That's another 48,000, what they call members, you know, the employees there. That doesn't include all of the what they call covered lives, which is like, you know, one employee might have four members in their family. So there's a multiplier effect there. But it's a lot of people in this part of the state, for sure.
And it's becoming a pattern. And if what happens in January, as you mentioned, does come to fruition, that pattern will continue at a larger scale. Why has this become a pattern?
So there's been a lot of these, I call it the Clash of the Titans, right? I was just to prepare for this interview, I was looking at a report done by the Government Accountability Office in D.C., and they were talking about consolidation in healthcare. And there's been a tremendous amount of consolidation in the healthcare space in private health insurance. So these big health insurers are getting bigger, and so they're able to negotiate harder. On the other side of the coin, hospital systems are consolidating as well. In North Carolina, we have seen tremendous consolidation by hospitals. So you really have like seven big hospital systems now in North Carolina, like HCA out in the western part of the state, Atrium and Novant are kind of duking it out in Charlotte. You have Duke and UNC, and to a certain extent, Wake Med kind of fighting over the Triangle. And so what happens is that as the two sides get big, like one side gets bigger, insurers get bigger, they become what's called the price maker. They go to the hospitals and they say, take this price or else. And the hospitals go, okay. But then the hospitals consolidate, get bigger. And then they say, no, insurance company, you need to pay us our price or else. And it kind of spirals. I'm not really sure where the spiraling is going to end, but right now it's just like a big hospital system like UNC duking it out with a big insurance company. And the reason I hesitate is that even though there are a bunch of entities in the Triangle and in North Carolina who use Cigna, in reality, Cigna is a big player in North Carolina. They control less than 3% of the health insurance market in North Carolina. So in some senses, you could say that UNC can kind of push Cigna around. And part of what I'm thinking is, like, is Cigna, you know, trying to push back because they know that they're going to have another, you know, tens of thousands of covered lives in Durham and vicinity when they take on Duke in January, right? Because not every Duke employee is going to go to Duke Hospital. Some of them live over in Chapel Hill and they want to go to UNC. Mm-hmm. So, there's a bunch of moving parts here. But the bottom line, your question is, why are we seeing this? We're seeing this because of consolidation, both on the hospital side and on the health insurance side.
And a lot of folks would say just go to a new provider, but that can be a pretty lengthy process, can it not?
It can. And I mean, to be personal here, my husband works for a California-based company, and so we have Cigna, where Cigna is much larger out west. And so I've been going to UNC Health for 15 years they treated me when I had cancer a decade ago. So I have all my providers there, and now I'm going to have to go over to Duke or something. So it's a huge pain in the butt to have to go out and find the provider you like and be a get along with them, and you have to give them your whole history and getting in. Like at a place like Duke, if there's a bunch of refugees from UNC, is it going to take longer to find an appointment? So just go find another provider. It's not as simple as that.
There's never a good time, obviously, to get diagnosed with cancer, but I mean, getting it when you did, at least you had the help and the proper help to where your coverage was not interrupted. For someone who is stricken with cancer, can you imagine how difficult it would have been if you had had Cigna and had your coverage in this week? How difficult would that have been for you?
Well, UNC did say that those kinds of folks who are like they're hospitalized or they're pregnant or they're going through an active course of treatment like cancer treatment can qualify for a, quote, continuity of care through Cigna for a while. So it gives them a runway.
I see.
You know, like if you're 8 months pregnant, they're not going to say, go find yourself a new OBGYN, right?
Right.
So it gives people a runway to make this kind of change past December 1st. So I'm not clear on how long that runway is, though.
But it is, I mean, it's still something that's very difficult for a lot of folks. And
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being in that position, having gotten that letter from Cigna and having gotten the letter from UNC, I am thoroughly sympathetic to, you know, the tens of thousands of my neighbors who are going to be going through the same thing.
You can learn more about this by going to North Carolina Health News website. And Rose Hoban is the editor of North Carolina Health News. Rose, thank you so much. Happy you're doing well right now. And thanks for joining us here today. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you, Jeff. Always happy to join you.